Amanda Ply, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, RL, and you are listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Chelsea Ray. Thank you for listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Jay Carroll. You listen to The Josie Show.
Hey, everybody. This is Laura Vina. Thanks again for listening to my girl, Josie. You're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Skylar, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hi, this is Steve Bloom from AmericasComedy.com, and we know you're cool because you're listening to The Josie Show.
This is Danica Holmes.
Hey guys, it's Justin the Mystifier here.
What's up guys, it's Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
This is Samantha Farrell, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Woo!
Live from your computer. It's The Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino. And here's the host of The Josie Show, Josie Passantino.
Hey, 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 hey everyone, it's Josie, and you're listening to The Josie Show. We have a very exciting show today because we are actually on video stream, and you could only watch it at www.josieshow.com. And also for people that don't have a computer with them, you could still listen to it from the radio, so check that out. But yeah, I'm very excited. It's going to be a very fun show because we're going to be able to see Illusions on radio with Justin the Mystifier. So let's see if we can cue him on here and try to get the video running first. That would help. So until then, let's just make sure everyone could hear us. That would be a good thing. Let's see. Let us know if you guys could hear us in the chat room. Do-do-do-do-do. Hi, everyone in there. Alan, Reba, Fanful Forever, Stephen Rummy, Eric B. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, wow, and there's 10 viewers on the video. Very exciting. We're going to cue the video soon. All right. So right now we're just trying to figure out how to put us live on video so you can actually see us. We should be able to get it. And then I'll cue on our guest for tonight. So, let's actually do a song really quick while we try to figure out what's going on. So we're going to play a song here. All right, here's my producer, Tina, who's going to help us out with that.
Awesome. So while we're getting the audio set up and we're getting ready to bring in our guest, we're so excited, Illusions on Radio tonight, it's going to be great. Let's go ahead and start out with a song. We're going to start out with Lonnie Ray.
Wow.
A song called So
Wow.
Thanks for that, Alan. Okay, and here we go.
I ain't got time for these foolish games. I've been so long wasting away with you, and it's a crying shame. Tell me what you mean. Feeling so locked up inside, and the feeling.
And that was So Long by Lani Ray. We're actually going to do another song for your enjoyment while we still try to figure out this the video. But so here it is, Adam Johnson. And explain to us what happened here, last show.
Yeah, last show we had on Adam Johnson, and we had an issue with one of his files. So we got that all worked out, we believe. So we're going to give this another try. So this is Adam Johnson with his song, Something New.
Woo-hoo!
Me.
New by Adam Johnson. While we get the video up and running, the stream, how about we start the interview? Here is Justin with us. Hello.
Hello, and I'm glad to be on the show. Unfortunately, like you said, you can't see me at the moment, quite invisible. But we do have our tech guy from my team working on that video feed, so we're going to get that going.
All right, sounds great. So let's start off with interview. How about that? We're doing a two-way interview.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So let's start off. Shall I ask you? Oh wait. Were they able to hear Justin? Okay. So now let's start off. I'll interview you. All right. First.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So can you tell us how old you were when you got started in the business of performing illusions and how you got started?
Okay. Well, the first trick I ever did, I was about 7 years old. I found a book. It was amongst a bunch of coloring books, and I realized it was like a magic book, and so I just started going through there and found one that I wanted to try to see if it would work, and it worked, so I went for it, and then that night I did my first magic show for my family. I had a little TV tray and did all my magic right on there, and they were all quite impressed, and so I just kind of went from there. So I kind of got into the stage illusions when I got to the point where I was in high school and started building, you know, bigger stuff, and just kind of took it from there.
Very cool. And you do really good because last time when I was on Mystifier Live, I got to see some illusions that you did, and you're really, really good. And so hopefully if we get this video going, everyone at home could check out what you got in store for us. But I have a question. Is there a difference between magic tricks and illusion?
There is. And I guess some magicians will kind of argue on the point as to what the actual definition is and where the line is drawn. But basically, like, an illusion typically refers to, like, the bigger stage stuff that we do. So when you see somebody being cut in half on a stage, it's more of an illusion. Where tricks generally refer to, like, smaller things like card tricks and coin tricks and stuff. But there are some stage illusions and magic tricks that kind of, like, bridge that gap. So there is a little bit of a difference. But typically, like, if somebody was doing street performances, doing close-up tricks, card tricks and stuff, that would usually just be considered magic tricks. And they would consider themselves a magician. But when they get to the point where they're on stage doing big stage props and illusions, then they consider themselves to be an illusionist. So,
very cool. I did not know that there was a difference, and so I wanted to just throw that out there. But when you are you know, performing in front of people and out and about, what is one of the most memorable tricks that usually people come up to you and are just stunned by and are like, how in the world did you just pull that off? What would you say?
Well, there's two, really. There's one that comes to mind that I have on my YouTube channel. It's my wire in the arm trick. I have had so many comments on there, people wondering if that really hurt. And for those who haven't seen the trick, it is on my YouTube page. But I take a solid copper wire and I pull it down into the middle of my arm. And then I pull it from one side out the other. You see it, like, actually go down into my arm and out the other side. And you can see the marks on my arm for, like, a week afterwards. But I get a lot of requests for that one. And then the other one is a card trick that I have done a number of occasions. In fact, I did for you and your family.
Right, yeah.
Where I just kind of spread the whole deck out on the table, and everybody around the table, it doesn't matter how many people we have, everybody with the cards facing down grabs whatever card I tell them to without them looking at it and slides it over to me. And in the end, we read off all the cards, and every single one that somebody slid over without looking at it, without them knowing what it was, they ended up grabbing the right card. So that's one I get requests on. And I actually did a show last summer at a camp, and the adults thought this is more like a kid thing to have the magician perform, you know, and but they kind of sat around and watched it too. And when they saw that trick the next morning, they were like, the adults were still talking about it, and they're like, okay, you got to tell us, how did you do that? So.
Yeah, that was a really, really cool one. You left us completely stunned. But I also seen the YouTube video that you did, and I know you're talking about. That was just the most insane thing that I ever seen, and the sound effects you did were just hilarious.
Yes, the sound effects. I had some people in the room when I was editing the video, because I just kept playing it over and over and over as I was editing it, and they couldn't even contain themselves. They were laughing so hard. They just had to leave the room. It sounds like a video that's not exactly rated for children when you hear the sound, just the sound effects alone. But when you're actually watching the video, you realize
it's really cool.
It's because I'm straining, because I'm pulling a solid piece of copper right through my arm. So there is going to be some, shall we say, groaning or moaning or whatever it comes out as. It doesn't sound very family friendly when you hear it, but. When you actually see it in the context, yeah.
Right. Right. And what is your YouTube channel for people to check out all of your illusions on there?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah. You can actually find it. If you type in your name, you can find it.
Well, if you Google me.
Right.
I tend to Google myself because I have a big ego.
Me too.
I think it's YouTube/TheMystifier. I could be wrong, but I believe that is what the link is. But if you go to my website, it's right there. There's a link right on my website. It's justinthemystifier.com. I have links to all my social medias right from there, so that way I don't have to remember them all.
Yeah, because you and I both know that we are networking geniuses that have a million different network sites, so it's hard to remember. But, yeah, it's very cool, so everyone check that out. And can you tell us about your show, Mystified Live?
Mystified Live. It's my live show, which I had the honor of having Josie co-host with me.
Oh, it was so much fun.
And there's going to be some more co-hosting episodes coming up.
I'm so excited.
Mystify Live is kind of a, almost like a throwback to the old shows where you had the variety hours, where you had like different guests come on from different genres of entertainment and just do their performances and kind of promote them. But it's kind of like a modern version of that. So I have different people from country music to rap artists to fellow magicians to
actors, actresses.
We had Taylor Grothis, who was on The Suite Life on Deck.
Yes, she's adorable.
She was on What If. She was on Vanishing on 7th Street. She did like four or five movies in like 1 year. I mean, this I love her and her energy and how many things that she did in 1 year. It's amazing. And the TV shows that she did. So,
It's very, very cool. I seen the interview that you did with her, and she is so bubbly, and she's so cute. I love it.
So, but the whole premise of the show is to pretty much just to do live entertainment, promote myself a little bit. You know, no shame in that.
No problem with that.
And then promote my guests, share different genres, and show everybody where they can find them, share their links, and just kind of doing the cross-pollinating of the fan bases. You know.
Definitely. And what online sites can our listeners find you at? Like Twitter, your Twitter links?
Oh, I'm all over the place. You can tweet me. I got a Twitter. I got a Facebook. I've got a like page on Facebook, so if you just don't want to talk to me and just want to like me, hey, I have no problem with that. You can like me, you can be my friend on Facebook, you can go on Twitter. We actually have a couple different Twitter accounts. We have my personal Twitter account, which is @TheMystifier, and that's where I do a lot of, you know, talking with fans and, you know, a lot of interaction. We have the Mystified Live Twitter account, Mystified Live, where you get to see show details and promotional things. And then we have a crew Twitter, because everything I do because of my, you know, crew helping me. So my crew Twitter is the Mystifier Team, or @Mystifier Team. And in addition to that, we've got the blog, we've got the YouTube. But it's all on the website. If you go to the website, it lays out everything. You can find me. You can add me. It's all right there.
Definitely, you can find it all at the website. So it's all good. And can you tell us about some of the performances you have done that you could think of on top of your head? you could list the top three if you can't think.
I'm going to go with one of my most memorable performances. I was doing that card trick that I was referring to earlier. And actually, I went to Best Buy just to look for a new webcam. That was my intention, you know. And the guy wanted to know why I wanted such a high-quality, high-def webcam. What was I going to be streaming that needed to be so high quality? And so not to allow him to wander off into the gutter, I explained to him that I am a magician and I have a show that I'm going to be streaming live magic tricks and stuff. And so he's like, oh, do you have any tricks you could show me?
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to have a sealed deck of cards in my pocket. And I, next thing I know, I'm sitting at this little kiddie table for coloring in the middle of Best Buy. I've got 15 people surrounding me all the way around. And, it just kind of went from there, and, you know, I performed right there. That to me, that's the best kind of magic, is the spontaneous, you know, without having it pre-planned, without having to set up for a gig. It's just right there.
I think that's so cool. You told me that story before, and I think that is just so unbelievable. Then also, do you have any upcoming performances planned coming up?
I do. The closest one to today's date would be a private one, but I can tell you about it a little bit.
Cool.
It's for a dear friend of mine. She's my consultant for my image and my look and my style. She's my style consultant. She actually works with like TV stars and has her own fashion website and magazine and stuff like that. So it's really awesome to have her, you know, helping me out. And she happens to be in the area, and so we're going to be doing a private show for her and her family and friends and stuff. So
very cool.
And we might include some fire magic tricks in there too, because I like playing with fires.
And is that with Drew? I believe he's the fire guy.
He's my chief fire expert. he's going to be helping me with that. So. We're going to practice some fire eating and things like that. It'll be some fun stuff.
That's so cool. Do you do that kind of stuff too?
Will
you?
I will. I haven't done it yet.
Oh my gosh.
I know there's a lot of people, you know, close to me, my dear friends and family, that are kind of scared of me trying to eat fire or things of those natures. But, you know, in magic, there is an element of danger in that. You know, when we do something, there's always a risk, but the reward is coming out and doing an amazing performance and, you know, making something that seems impossible possible. So.
Exactly. And what are some magicians or, you know, people that you look up to that inspire you to continue doing this?
There are so many of them, really. Mm-hmm. There's a local magician, my first real mentor in magic, Dave Schmidt. He's in my hometown, and he was always my go-to guy for, you know, anything magic-related. And when I was even, you know, like 7, 8 years old, just getting into magic, I'd follow around to every show that he did. I got a hold of that man's schedule, and I was totally a creeper. I was so into magic, and I wanted to learn what he did. Like, I did, you know, a couple of little things, and I found a few books in the library, but I wanted to do what he did. And so I followed him around. He took me under his wing, and he'd take me backstage and help me set up and tear down and taught me some illusions and let me perform with him. And really just, you know, he led me to a magic group in my area where I could grow as a magician. So he was like my number one inspiration. And I'd say my number two inspiration would be V from the Magic Network. I do a lot of promoting for the Magic Network on my website. As everybody seems to know, but he created a social website that does pretty much what Dave Schmidt did for me. but for countless magicians, so that, you know, no matter what level you are in magic, you can go onto his website and connect with other magicians and grow as a magician and stuff. So to me, that's definitely a definitely an inspiration.
Very, very cool. And where was one place that you could think of that you performed at that really sticks out in your mind? Where was the best place that you traveled?
Best place I traveled to?
or going to travel, because I found out that you're actually going somewhere.
Well, we are going to be touring in 2012. But so far the best travel situation I had was going down to Texas. We went down there. My manager's like shaking her head, staring at me.
She's like, oh,
yeah, I remember the Texas
trip. This will be a
trip.
Story.
Oh, man, and I have definitely got stories. One thing I'll say, I will never get lost in South Dallas again. That was kind of scary, certain neighborhoods I pulled into. But we got down there, and the idea was I was going to practice this one illusion where I create like a snowstorm from my hands, and I thought, well, you know, it's middle of February up here. We just had 10 inches of snow. I'm going down to Dallas. I'm going to be away from the snow, get into the warmth a little bit, even if it was 60 degrees, shoot, I'd take that. We got 12 inches of snow in Dallas. We were snowed in. Most of the gigs canceled.
Uh-huh.
All of the gigs canceled.
All of them.
So the joke was I went down to Dallas to do a blizzard illusion, and everything is bigger in Dallas, so it just kind of took over the city, and I was talking to some of my friends down there, and they're like, you know, on average, a bad winter, they'd maybe get a half inch or an inch or maybe 2 inches. We got 12. I mean, they didn't even know what to do with themselves. I saw people scraping off their window with hairbrushes and screwdrivers to try to clean off their windows. So
that's insane.
Yeah. I could have made money just selling my snow scraper.
At that moment, it was probably a need for everyone. That's hilarious. Well, that's your best trip, probably. I mean, you made the whole world, you know.
Yeah, I changed.
You did that blizzard.
I created the climate change right there.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And if someone who's never been to your show before, what can you tell people, you know, to make them want to, you know, I want to go, you know, like, what can you tell people about, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, for the Mystified Live show or for the stage shows or?
How about stage shows? Let's pick that
let's
one.
Let's go stage shows. Okay. Yeah. Well, number one reason to go to one of my stage shows is I'll be there.
There you go. Number one.
Number one reason.
Number two.
Number two, we are doing some amazing things. If you go to the Mystified Live Twitter and the Mystifier Team Twitter, you can look back and read through some of the old tweets on there. There are some facts about the upcoming 2012 tour, including that we are going to have over 1 ton of stage lighting for this show. I mean, what we're doing is we're taking more than just stage illusions. We are actually doing a stage illusion, and we're bringing in the element of a rock concert. We're actually going to have a band that, you know, will be performing, and we'll have live music, live magic. The whole atmosphere of the show is going to be like a rock concert kind of feel. It's going to be, you know, we're going to have the T-shirt launchers shooting T-shirts out into the audience and everything. I mean, so it's really going to be a unique experience. And if nothing else, you know, the magic itself is going to be incredible. We have some brand new illusions that are being built, some stuff that has never been done before, and we've been consulting with some really amazing people that have been helping us out with that. I have my whole team, my producer, Mike Olson, has been working his tail off for almost a year now, and we're still not on tour, so we're it's going to be an experience, you know, if you want something different than your typical magic show and something that's going to be an amazing experience and you know, something totally different and out of the park, definitely come out there. Our tour starts in 2012. The first publicly released place that we're stopping at is Portland, Oregon. That's all I can say on the tour dates so far. But that will be June 8th in Portland, Oregon, and we're going to stretch out across the country from there. So.
How cool. Okay, you have to at least come to Illinois so we could see a live performance, you know, when you're on stage and the whole, you know, setup there. You got to check that out. But, yeah, and also, I read somewhere, I believe, that do you have any merchandise if I am throwing that out there?
Yes, we have Justin the Mystifier underwear that we're selling. No, I'm just
I'm like, I got those too.
Well, I was feeling inspired. boxers, briefs, doesn't matter. We got, you know.
We got it all.
No, we've got a line of merchandise coming out. Actually, we're having a humongous redo on the website. We have an absolutely brand new website coming out this summer. It's going to be taking the website from 2.0 to social media standard. I mean, this is my brother is a web developer, and this is what he does. This is his magic, and he is going to take this website, kick it up about 100 notches. And one of the things that's going in there is something it's built, it's almost ready to be launched, it's going to be in the new website, and it's our merch table. It's our online store. And I had one of my magician friends who's a graphic artist design some T-shirts for us. We've got a bunch of other stuff that's going to be in there. So we're actually going to be starting pre-orders on T-shirts soon. So we need like 55 pre-ordered T-shirts, I think, to get that rolling. So keep that in mind, and you know, we'll have updates on that as we go on the Mystified Live show, which is also getting a makeover. So
very cool, very cool. And what are some upcoming shows that you got going for Mystified Live that you could share with us? Are there any that
yes, we are. Like I said, we're doing a little makeover with that show, too. We're kicking it up another notch. We are going from every 2 weeks to once a week. So we're going to create it into a weekly show. My tech guy, who's probably already beating his head on the wall right now, was pulling his hair out when I told him we're going weekly. But I have full faith in my crew. They'll pull together. They'll get this working and going. And, you know, we're going to have some amazing guests. We're going to be launching kind of a video clip, kind of like we did to introduce tonight's episode.
Right.
We're going to do that to kind of kick off the summer in July. So that will go out and it'll pretty much show all the artists that are coming up this summer to Mystify Live. So that's when I haven't been releasing names yet of who's going to be on there.
Right.
I can tell you one name, Taylor Groth, that we mentioned earlier.
Right.
Getting her back on the show. She's coming back. We have our one-year anniversary show coming up September 30th. It'll be 1 year that Mystify Live has been airing. The whole show started quite by accident. We didn't really plan a live show. Like, it just kind of, we stumbled into it.
Kind of happened,
it just
right?
happened. You know, we added the live feed in there, and we just, like, okay, let's try this. Let's see what happens. And I had one of my friends, Saventia.
Mm-hmm.
She's an artist over in the UK. She tuned into that first episode. We called her up on Skype. We interviewed her. We promoted her. We shared her links. And thus was born Mystify Live, and she will be joining us for the 1 year anniversary show. So,
very, very exciting. That's really, really cool. I'm very excited to check out the Taylor coming back. I think that'll be really cool. And then the new guests that you have coming up that you can't mention yet, but
some are really big names,
right?
Both in the world of music and magic. So. I was really excited to get some of these. And a big name actor that's also a magician. I was really excited to get some of these names booked, and I can't wait to get this promo video out, and then we can release it all. Because, you know, us magicians, we like to keep secrets.
Oh, yeah. And as you mentioned, it was kind of an accent. You didn't know that it was going to turn into a video feed. But what were you expecting it to be? Did you want it to be, like, radio, or did you want it to be just, like, what did you expect it to be like?
Well, initially, when my brother put the feed into the website, the idea was when I went around and did street performances, we could bring, like, a webcam and the laptop and just kind of stream it when I was performing and just kind of, you know, whenever I did a performance, I could just do it live. And just because of technical setbacks, we decided not to go that route, but we still had the page on the website. And I was actually thinking of taking the page off when we were planning to redo it. And then my producer, Mike, and I started talking, and he announced on the Magic Network that he was taking a magician on, taking him under his wing, taking him from doing street magic and putting him on the stage and doing stage illusions. And everybody was so excited about this. There was a lot of hype on the Magic Network about it. And, you know, he kept referring to me as Magician X. He didn't want to say who I was. we wanted to keep a secret until he and I had all the details worked out.
Magician X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. And I started getting all kinds of names on the website. On the Magic Network, people referred to me as the no-name magician and everything else.
That could work, yeah.
But then... he and I were talking, we're like, well, what's a great avenue that we can tell all of our Twitter followers, both his and mine, and the Magic Network people and people on YouTube, and, you know, tell everybody at once what we're doing and announce that I am the magician that he chose. He was a touring magician. He's worked as an illusion designer for some very big names in magic, and he's taken me on to produce me. You know, this was a big deal. You know, we're now talking nationwide tours. So what can we do to really promote this? And so I'm like, hey, we got this live stream on my website. Why don't we send everybody to my website and stream it from there? And
exactly.
We saw the website traffic jump after that. And then, of course, having Saventia tune in and getting her promoted on there. And from there, we're like, well, we got to do more live events on the website. This was awesome. You know, people tuned in, people... You know, I'm like, I know other artists. I know other people out there. We can promote these people. And so we just went from there.
What is your, I always wonder this, but what is your biggest goal for this? Do you want it to take it to, like, TV and, like, have your own, like, magic kind of show? That would be, like, so cool.
Well, I'd really like the world to worship me. No, I'm just kidding.
To have bow on their knees.
That's the ego speaking. It would be awesome to be a household name. It would be awesome to be on TV and things like that. But my biggest goal is just to share magic with as many people as I can. That's pretty much why I do what I do. So it's like if I can do that, you know, just even with the social medias, I've gotten fans all over the world. I get people all over the world that check out my website and watch my live shows and check out my YouTube and talk to me on Twitter. And it's like, you know, something I would have never imagined when I was a kid getting into this. And with, you know, the stage tour coming up, which was one of my goals, was to get into stage magic. It's just taken it to... you know, where I can just share magic with more people. That was really my goal with it.
Very cool. And have you had any... I love this question. I ask this question to everyone. Have you ever had any embarrassing moments on stage when you were doing a trick or, you know... We've had some pretty funny ones, so we want to know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Right now, he has his head up to the floor. Oh,
yeah.
Guilty.
Okay, Well, there was one stage illusion I was doing with my brother. He used to actually help me with my stuff back in the day. And we were doing it outside, and I didn't account for the lighting, and I totally backlit the curtain we were using to hide everything. So we created more like a puppet show on this curtain rather than using the curtain to hide ourselves. So, I found out afterwards, I'm like, you know, I was like 12, 13, you know, I really didn't account for, you know, stage lighting when I was working outside. It was my first stage illusion, and the first time I went to perform it, and I totally blew it because I exposed the whole method.
Trick.
Oh, yeah, that was, and it was like the last trick of the show, and I was like so much hype about it, and there you go. So, Yeah, I mean, I had that, and then of course, there's been some mention on Twitter about an event with me in handcuffs. when Josie got to co-host on my show, after the show, I was showing her an escape trick, and the locks on the handcuffs busted, and I couldn't, even with the keys, get the cuffs off, and we had to pry it off with pliers, and my wrists were bruised up and sore for like a week, and yeah, so that was totally not what I was saying.
That was not what you were trying to do.
It wasn't what I was trying to do at all, and so, yeah, I mean, things happen. I mean, anytime, well, you know this, anytime you do live entertainment,
yeah,
it, you know, stuff's going to go wrong. You can.
You're not a professional unless that kind of stuff does happen.
Oh, definitely.
You can't have everything, you know,
it's
done.
It's kind of like your baptism by fire. It's
right. Right, but I guess something did come out of it. I got to keep the handcuffs, and you even signed them.
Yeah.
They're actually in my studio. They're right here.
They are. In fact, that gave me such a good idea that I am going to do more autographed handcuffs.
There you go.
So
see?
I've got a pair for Celeste Kellogg. I'm sending her. she's going to open up and go, what in the world? What is this? But
it works so good with her song, though, because she has a song, Handcuffed to Her Heart.
Exactly.
So that's exactly the point.
That was exactly what I was thinking. And she's got
right.
The whole handcuff line of jewelry,
love that.
Which really got me excited when I saw that. And so I'm like, I'm going to send her some handcuffs autographed. And
brilliant.
Then you guys will both have that.
That is the coolest. It's an original. I started it first.
She's got the first pair. And you got the first eagle bracelet.
That is true.
That's one of the merch things that we're going to be selling. Is it's a little friendship bracelet with little beads in there with letters, and they spell out the word eagle. So you got the first eagle bracelet.
I think that is so, so cool, and I wear it, like, everywhere. And people sometimes ask me, what does that mean? And I'm like, inside joke.
I don't even have an eagle bracelet yet. So, I mean.
I don't know if we could say who makes them, but you got to get one. Got to get one. Yeah, definitely. Very, very cool. So hopefully we can get this video running sometime. Right now it says it's offline, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with the feed. You know, sometimes with the laptop and the Wi-Fi, usually when I do my show live, I have like a cable connection directly to the computer that's running it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this laptop runs a little bit slow. When I was viewing it myself on here, I can see the feed, but when I see what's streaming, it's not showing it. It's
right.
So it's a matter of trying. You know,
it's only the preview.
Yeah,
that we're getting.
I can see the. Yeah. So unfortunately, that is kind of a technical glitch that I was hoping not to run into. But.
I know. But hopefully, we can get it all good. And maybe if we could cut to some music here, and you could try to dabble it, use some magical powers. You know?
That would be great.
That would be great. Okay, so let's try to cut to some music here. Let's see what we got up our sleeves.
We have got Rick Cuevas with his song Borderline. Here we go. We're going to be working on that video. We'll get you up here soon.
Woohoo! We got right here. Cuevas. So let's see if we can try to do another one here while we twiddle a little bit with this.
She sits alone in her misery, sitting there drinking gin, trying to drown in that bottle, but her head won't somehow fit in. She likes to forget everything in the past. Along with the day they buried him in that grave, it has been an uphill climb on the downside of life, trying to be a mother to six children and a widowed wife, doing all she can with her own.
Trademark now.
It is. It's my favorite profile pic of myself and views with rocking the shades. So we had to bring them out now that we got the camera up.
Totally. So now that people can actually see us, now we got a show here. But wait, he has to interview me next. We were doing Turn the Tables. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to do your magic?
Well, we'll do the magic at the end of the show. I want everybody to have a chance to get a deck of cards. And actually, there is a little bit of prepping to make this work. So I can actually go over that real quick now, and then we'll start Josie's interview. We're going to do a magic trick right at the end of the show. So you're going to need a deck of cards. And what I'm going to need you to do is pull out some cards. Now, because the Mystifier is all about spreading the love, I selected the hearts. So what I'd like you guys to do is go ahead and pull out all the hearts, the ace through ten, not the face cards, but just the ace through ten of hearts, and put them in order. You can do ten at the top or ace at the top, whichever way you want to order it. But get all the aces, ace through ten, and get them in order and have that ready to go at the end of the show for a really awesome trick. And now that you can see it on camera,
yeah,
you'll be able to witness this.
Yeah, this is really cool.
And yes, I'm talking on the phone while on the interview.
Yeah, for people who don't, who aren't by their computers, they can't see this. They could listen to it on iTunes and on our other archive sites. So
actually, I'm going to slide over a little bit.
Don't worry about that.
Jody's
chair
is taking up the camera.
Oh, sorry about that. It does tend to do that.
It's,
yeah.
It's like my ego. It's.
It's yeah. It's insane. But yeah. So while everyone is running to get a deck of cards and put it ace through ten.
Of hearts. Because I'm all about the love.
All about the love, spreading the news. Okay. So, yeah, so you want to interview me now? You got something prepared?
I do.
You're going to do a kind of something? Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to share all kinds of juicy stories about Josie.
Oh, no. Yay.
So all you creepers and stalkers. Oh.
I'm ready. I think the sound effects creeped me out a little bit.
Yeah,
but
I know.
It's okay.
The sound effects kind of...
It kind of got me a little nervous, but it's all good. It's all good. All right, so I'm excited. Let's do this.
All right. Okay, so I get to interview you on your own show. My first question is, have you ever been interviewed on your show?
Have I ever been interviewed on my show? No, I don't think so. No. I never have. This is a rare occasion for everyone that doesn't know. And we're not doing this from the toilet, okay?
You know what?
Sound effects.
I actually have thought, because you're saying the signal is so much better in the bathroom, I was thinking we should just move the whole thing in there. We could both sit in the tub or something, and you know, it would work. It totally would. I'm really honored to be able to interview you on your show. I get to interview a lot of people. I've never interviewed a interviewer. So that's the first for me too.
It's a different concept, but we can do it. We're good.
We are.
You rock.
We had you as a co-host on Mystify Live.
All right, which was I had the time of my life because I love your show. I'm a huge fan. So just
gotta rock the glasses before I take them off.
Yeah, just being able to be a guest host, and who do we have on? Zach Gonzalez. Who's awesome, and just doing that was an amazing experience all on its own. So I'm very excited.
Yeah. So we kind of started that when we were talking about you and I doing this show.
Right.
Actually, we talked about this show first.
Yeah.
And then I said, hey, I'm going to be in Chicago.
And then that's when I scream. And then we go down there and we got to meet up and do it. We had really, really bad signal at the hotel we were, but we made it work. We made it work. We completely improvised, and we made it work.
Just like this. I mean, Jerry's been working his tail off in the background, my crew member.
Yes.
To get that feed. This is why most of the guys on my crew are magicians, by the way. So you first start out your show actually doing it in the bathroom.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Can you tell me a little bit about that and how you evolved to where you're at?
Where I evolved to where I'm at. Starting out, I was only 14, and, we didn't have a whole kind of studio set up because I didn't even know that at that point that I wanted to even, pursue this. But thanks to the sound effect. The best phone reception that we had without it going everywhere every time I try to speak was in the bathroom. So, it sounds wrong and it sounds dirty, but we really, our bathroom is very set up to where, you're not in your toilet or anything like that. So it was I probably can't say it was classy because we were still in the bathroom. But, yeah, and now, you know, we created the studio that we're actually in now. You could see everything. You could see a little bit back here. But it's much better, and I think we evolved well.
I kind of went through the same transition with my show, too. When I first started doing – actually, my first episode, I didn't even appear on camera because of technical issues. So I was just on a call. So I know exactly how that –
Oh, man, yes.
So what got you to do the show in the first place? I mean, what did you just wake up one day and say, I want to do a live radio show and interview people, and what's stopping me?
As crazy as it sounds, that basically is kind of how it happened. I just had, you know, I had two friends at that time that I, you know, online friends that I, you know, would talk to and whatever. And they were, you know, one of them came up to me and they're like, you know, there's this really cool, you know, place where you could start up your own radio show. And I'm like, wow, okay, that sounds much easier than, you know, you would think. You know, radio, you're thinking, you know, you're in the car, you know, you're on the, you know, the radio. So I didn't know anything about this. We started it up, Blog Talk Radio, which we're actually on now to this day. And so we started it up. I had no clue where it was going. I would get, you know, our first guest was Katie Cook from CMT, which was amazing, and I had absolutely no background in, you know, radio or interviewing or any of that sort. So if you listen to the archives episode, you'll see that I was so out of my element that the interview was just insane, but it was cute. And Katie Cook, thank you very much for being so kind to us and dealing with all the technical problems that we had. She was so kind, and the interview turned out very well. And so it just, I guess it just started, we just wanted to do it, we did it, and here we are.
So it was just, like, just for fun?
We just
fun
found or... out about it. Yeah, it was just for fun. You know, it was, you know, when everyone is just out there not doing much, you know, I was trying to be productive, and I'm a talker, as you could tell. So, you can tell. So I felt this really fit. You know, I got to talk all the time, you know.
Now, most people are going out and just deciding, okay, I'm going to start my own radio show. Who do I get for a guest? How do you get Katie Cook, like, right away as a guest? I mean, how does that happen?
How did that happen? You know, I don't even know how that happened, to tell you the truth. You know, being 14, I guess that helped a little bit, you know.
So you use the cute element.
The cute element. No, well, sort of. But, you know, I did this all on my own a little bit starting out because I didn't have, you know, producers and all this other stuff. You know, I just did it for fun. And so I would, you know, find emails or call and, you know, try to get a guest. And sometimes it wouldn't work. Most of the time, you know, you would get a no. But then when you got the yeses, you felt, you know, on top of the world and lucky to be doing it. So it was luck. It was very much luck, but we're glad that it turned out the way it did.
It's called networking, Stephen. Very good.
yes, exactly.
So we're, you and I kind of both do that networking kind of thing. Have you... Where did you find the best way to network, and when did you start getting help with that, and how would you suggest other people who may be interested in doing that kind of get started in doing that? Where should they go to start finding people?
Well, you know, social networking sites are amazing for that. Just, you know, sign up on Facebook or Twitter. You know, that's what I did. I was on Twitter, Facebook, and I like to meet new people, so I felt that was the best way to do that in, you know, a respectable way, not in, you know, a chat room and all those other crazy deals that we have. So, you know, I started with Twitter. You know, I would follow people. I know how crazy that sounds. But, you know, you get to meet people. You start talking to people, and then they start asking, you know, what you're doing. And, you know, they, you know, some people I met were doing the same thing at the time. So we could, you know, go together for advice. And so, yeah, I think social networking sites are probably the best way to connect with people and to, you know, it worked out. Networking sites, I'd have to say.
All right. Yeah, I would have to agree. And finding people that do what you do
right,
really helps. I mean, I know it's actually amazing. I started looking back at the people that you and I were actually connected to with before you and I were connected.
It's crazy because, you know, on Facebook it tells you mutual friends and, you know, who you're involved with. And I, you know, before we met, we did have mutual friends that would be like, you know, you should really, you know, meet this guy. You know, he does magic. You should have him on your show. And, you know, and you start meeting people that way.
Right.
And that's how you got we got talking. And now we're, you know, collaborating a little bit, and it moves on from there.
And for me, a big shout-out to Pickled Ham.
Oh, right.
He's actually the one that first told me about your show. And actually, he found me when he first saw Taylor Grofus on my show, because he was, you know, following her, and so he went to watch her show, and then he followed me, and then he connected me to you. And
big shout-out to Pickled Ham.
Yeah, big shout-out to Pickled Ham. If I had the video queued up, I would totally play the iCarly video of them singing improv song about Pickled Ham. I mean, that was... If I had that video queued up, I would have definitely played that. But he's one of those people. He's a behind-the-scenes person, and he likes to connect people with people. And
people like that are, you know, how we connect and, you know, get that. So we could really thank people like that who, you know, get other people together, and, you know, and it works out very well because see where we're at now? See, we're... You see what I mean? See, thank you, Pickled Ham.
Well, I think that's one of the big things, too, being thankful for the help that we received and for the guests that have been on. And, I mean, you come across some people and they feel like they deserve where they're at.
Yeah.
And you have a very kind of a humble view about it. And
right.
I remember talking to you at the hotel and you were just like, I never really wanted to be famous. That wasn't really my goal.
My goal really was, starting off with this whole thing, was I wanted, my views of it was, I was getting these guests on, you know, these, you know, celebrities, whatever you want to call them, but I didn't think of it as that. I wanted to, you know, help the fans get to know the person better and be able to call in and talk to them. Because a lot of fans, you know, say things like, you know, I would just die if I got to just get a chance to talk to this person. But, you know, on other radio shows and stuff, you know, you have to be lucky to, you know, get picked to be able to talk to this celebrity. So I'm like, well, I could start this up and, you know, get a guest on that people suggest. And, you know, we open the lines up. We have tons of lines and people just call in. We just go down the list and we just try to continue doing that. So I am more to help people than get something out of it. That's how I feel.
Well, that's an awesome view. I mean, that was one of the directions we took my show when we introduced Livestream versus Ustream, which we used to use, because we then had the chat box. And I'm like, well, hey, if we got a chat box, now I can have the viewers do live Q&A with the guests. And how cool is that?
That is the coolest thing, because not everyone gets that opportunity to talk to their favorite artist or actress. And, you know, it makes you feel good when you know that someone tells you, you know, without you, I probably wouldn't have been able to talk to this artist, you know, so that feels good, you know, so that's what I like.
So who is probably the biggest person that you've interviewed, and did you ever get starstruck by any of your guests?
Okay, let's just say I cannot limit to any guest. I've had so many amazing guests, like, you know, Celeste Kellogg that you know, my friend Chelsea Ray. Nicole Anderson was, you know, a huge show because she was very popular. She was from Jonas on Disney Channel. She recently was in Mean Girls 2 at that point when I was interviewing her. So everyone knew about that. So that was just an insane, blown-over show. And we also had Jillian Barbary, who was very well-known for, you know, interviewing and everything, and I looked up to her personally, you know, with the interviewing aspect. And so, yeah, and, you know, I did get starstruck. I would get starstruck because, I mean, people might not, you know this about me, but I do get shy at some points, you know, especially when I know that's crazy because it's not what what I put out there. But, you know, meeting new people, I love meeting new people, but there's some times where I'm like, you know, that little 16-year-old that's kind of like, hi, you know, and so, like, with Nicole Anderson and, you know, with Celeste Kellogg and, you know, with practically every guest that I have, I get a little starstruck, you know what I mean? I still always have that feeling. I always get that still.
I know that feeling, too. There's
It's those butterflies that get you before a show. You're like, oh, I hope everything goes as well.
I love that with my crew, too, because, you know, we have our weekly meetings, and I'll tell them upcoming things and stuff. And one of the names that I told them that's going to be on this summer, like, everybody was just like, no.
And then they start getting nervous ahead of time, and they're like, ugh.
Oh, great. It's just so-and-so. I mean.
No pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, my crew gets that way too, and I get that way a little bit. I think it's, you know, normal, but
right.
It's like something, I don't know if it's the same way for you too, but once you get live on camera, or for me on camera, for you on the air, like just something snaps and you just do it.
Right, when it gives you that cue, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then you start thinking, you know, if you want it to be a good show, you really got to, you know, put yourself out there. You got to just risk whatever, you know, happens. And so, you know, and when I start talking to the guests, I start feeling comfortable because, you know, then you start realizing they are just people. And, you know, they're, you know, and you start talking to them on a, you know, face-to-face kind of basis and learning, you know, learning new things about them, which is always a good thing. So, yeah, you get more comfortable, which is a good thing.
So where do you see your show going for the, you know, for the future? Where do you have any direction that you're trying to steer it, or are you just kind of allowing it to go somewhere? Where do you see it?
Well, right now, I think I'm just trying to get a whole, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, busy myself with tons of projects, because not only do I do the Josie Show, not everyone might know this, but I also do the Southern Star, the southernstar.org that you guys could check out, and it's everywhere. It's on FM radio, so, you know, you could check that out. And also I have a few other projects in my singing and everything like that. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to let it all flow. I'm seeing what it comes of it. But I would really like to, you know, take it on, you know, the TV and all that other stuff like you mentioned. So yeah, I think that'd be a goal.
The Josie Show coming to
the Josie Show on TV.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it be cool?
I'd be watching the show, flipping through the channels. Oh, I know that girl.
Are you kidding? You'd be on there with me. I mean, you'd be more like my first guest because you're just the coolest.
we'll do it after 2012, and I can tell you all about the tour.
Yes. Sounds good. Sounds good.
So some of the things that have evolved with your show, you started in a bathroom.
Bathroom?
You got some really big names on the show.
Right.
What do you feel is your personal biggest achievement so far with this show?
I don't even know. I just feel like it's an achievement that I'm, you know, I'm able to do this. You know what I mean? I think it's an achievement that people actually know who I am now, and you know what I mean? I think that's an achievement, don't you think? Like, you know, there's when you see people that, you know, say to you, you know, that they like what you do, or, you know, I listen to your show, that's just an achievement all in itself. So, and meeting new people, of course, is an achievement. I just find that all, you know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or like when I have people coming to my Twitter account and saying, I'm following you because you follow, you talk with Josie.
that's fine. But like, yeah, so I think that's an achievement when people, you know, say that you're doing the job right and you're doing good. It's kind of a push, and you always need that.
Now, in this interviewing kind of industry, who is your biggest inspiration?
Like I said, Jillian Barbary was one, and that's why I wanted her to come on, because just getting to talk to her and get tips from her was amazing. I also have to say Ellen DeGeneres. I love her. I mean, you know, I wish, you know, I hope one day to have the Josie Show kind of like that, you know what I mean? You know, not exactly like that, but, you know, kind of, you know, in that setting in my own unique, crazy way. But, yeah, like that, Oprah, you know, all those interviewing shows I look up to.
And now you're talking about singing.
Yes.
And I've heard that you've had some songs kind of co-written and stuff. Can you sing for us? Right now, live on camera.
I can't yet.
I knew. I just had to throw it in. just to throw up your gears.
Oh, I know. I wish I could, but I can't yet. All I could tell you, though, is I have a single coming out soon.
You do have a single coming out?
I do have a single coming out, and then I would love to sing it for you. and then I will. I can't now. But, yeah, like you said, I am. I did co-write this with an amazing songwriter from Conscious Music Entertainment, Malia. So she's been so great to me, so great. And so, yeah, we got a single going on, and I can't release too much details, but you're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's awesome.
Well, when you get your single out, I'll have you back on my show, and we'll play the song. And
yay! Yeah. Thank you.
We'll do like
I already have airtime.
Like a CD release show.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a big CD release party. We'll throw open the barbecue grills in the backyard, and we'll, you know, fight some
Sounds fun. Good. Sounds like a plan. Let's do it. Sounds good. I already have airtime. Look at that. And my single didn't even, you know, even drop yet, and you're already wanting me on your show. That's cool. That's so cool. I like it.
So, how long do your shows normally run then for airtime? Do you have a structure? Starts at this time, stops at this time, or do you do it like?
There really is no structure. All we know really is that we only have 2 hours and they cut us off. So, you know, a show can, you know, run for an hour or, you know, depending on how many guests we have. You know, if we have, you know, just one guest or, you know, we usually just do an hour or something. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you don't want to, you know, just ask a million questions. You know what I mean? You want to, you know, do other stuff. So, and if we have like two or three or four guests, we have four guests coming up next Friday. That one is probably going to be a two-hour show. So we have no structure for it. But we have up to 2 hours, and then we get the boot.
That's good to know.
See,
I don't have any like absolute time frames on my show either. I try to keep it to a half hour, which usually translates to 45 minutes. I'm sure you've experienced this too. I've had guests that either show up halfway through the show or don't show up for a show.
That always happens, like just with anybody, you know.
It's just part of live entertainment. And
with the time changes too, I find is a problem, you know, with just everything. You know, we're central time, and if we have a guest that's, you know, in Australia or, you know, Germany, you know what I mean? Those are usually the ones where, you know, we have some mishaps.
I had one guest. He did his absolute best to be on the show.
Right.
He was a returning guest. He's quite popular with my audience, and he couldn't make it for a very special episode. And the only thing he could do was access the chat box from his cell phone.
Oh.
And so we actually had him writing in on the chat box, and I was reading the chat box out loud because it was being recorded on camera so that the people, you know, watching it later could read, what, you know, know what was being asked and said. And, you know, so,
That works, too. That's a good idea.
You know, the show must go on, and we put up a picture of him over my shoulder and just went for it.
Isn't that the best part about chat rooms is, you know, even when a guest doesn't show up or doesn't have the internet connection, well, how are you on the chat room? You know, have problems, you know, calling in from wherever they are, they could still go in the chat room and you could talk to them as if they're on the line with you.
Yeah.
It's the best part about it.
Yeah,
right?
I find live entertainment takes a lot of okay, well, we'll just do it this way then.
We'll just see how it runs out. And if it doesn't, then, you know, that's why we always have that disclaimer on the Josie Show, if you hear it. And it's crazy. But, you know, we tell people this is, you know, it's live. You never know what will happen. It's usually funny when something does happen. So, you know.
What's the most unexpected thing you've had happen live during a show that you can tell the general audience?
Well, I do have one, but I can't really go into details. But let's just say someone actually, while we were live, you know, this was before we had the screen button, before we could screen callers. We did have one gentleman, you know, call in and say some bad words on the air. And, you know, beep buttons. I mean, we have beep buttons. Don't get us wrong. We have beep buttons. But the thing is, though, is with the beep buttons, it runs away. So you can't catch it when they say it. And so there was one gentleman that, you know, would just came on and started, you know, saying some words. And all we could do really is just, you know, shrug it off, continue with the show. And the guest understood because I kind of played it off as in, you know, things happen. We don't have, you know, people, you can't control what other people will say. So
that's true.
I think you just have to laugh it off, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and like you were saying before, too, you're not a real professional until something like that happens.
Right.
It's unexpected.
It happens.
Catches you off guard, and then you just keep going with the show, because the show's got to go on. Just like our live camera's now working. It wasn't for the first half.
Mm-hmm.
It is now.
Sometimes that spontaneous stuff usually works out for the best.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, you... You want to, let's get started with the magic. Are you able to, are you ready for that?
Sure, we could do that. I just want to kind of make sure everybody at home is prepped for that and ready to go.
All right.
For those of you who just tuned in, we are going to be doing a magic trick. You will need a deck of cards. So we'll give you a couple minutes to go get that deck of cards if you don't already have it.
Just regular deck of cards, all good. Yes.
Oh,
so,
right. Yeah, merchandise.
Oh.
We'll do a merchandise commercial while you're getting the deck
goodness.
Of cards. When you get the deck of cards, I want you to, we're going to do a trick using the suit for the hearts. So when you get that deck of cards, grab ace through 10. So you'll have all those cards all in hearts. So we're going to do a trick using those and get them in order from ace through 10 so that they're in numerical order. Not that ace is really a numerical number, but you know
yeah.
Ace has one, and then two, three, four.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, I'm going to let you finish, but I just want to say that we have a surprise caller for Josie, and I'm going to get him in now because I don't know how much time he has. So are you ready, Josie?
All right, rock
let's
on.
Let's go for it.
Let's see here.
Okay, caller, you're on the air. Hey, Josie.
Hi. Hi, who's this?
Well, I'll give you one hint. I'm going to be on your show next week.
Is this Scott Isabel?
Huh?
Is this Scott Isabel?
No.
John and Gary Michaels?
You got it.
Oh, yay! We have like four guests that day, so it's going to be crazy. But I'm very excited for your interview.
We have been looking forward to this for so long, and we've been listening to your show and with Justin and Mystifier. I mean, you guys are just great, and you're down to earth people. And, you know, we did radio shows up here where we're from, and you guys are more down to earth, and you do a beautiful job. And we just can't wait.
I am just so excited to have you guys on. I've been looking forward to it for a while now. It's going to be such a great show. And thank you so much for the compliment. That's so cool.
No, John and I are waiting for it, and we're ready to rock, and we'll talk away.
Oh,
man.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to interview you and interview you guys and play your music, get the word out about that.
Oh yeah.
And
we'll have
some music from you guys. We'll have a lot.
There you go. And I just wanted to say thanks, and I wanted to call and let you know that you're doing a good job, and we really appreciate letting us go on your air and your show and all that, and we're really looking forward to it, and we're big fans.
Thank you so much. That's, like, crazy to hear because I'm such a big fan of both of yours, and just hearing that is insane. Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you. And we're trying to figure out how to get on where we can see Justin.
Justin and I are actually currently live. If you go to our website, josieshow.com, there is... Yeah, there's the live video stream that you could check us out on, and also the player above there, and so you could hear us. He has some magic coming.
Yeah, we can hear you, but we just can't see it.
Oh, okay. Are you listening from phone or on the player?
We're listening to it on computer.
Oh, I think underneath the Blog Talk Radio player, do you see a video?
Yep. Yep,
oh,
we can't get in.
Just have to hit play there.
You gotta understand. If Justin the Mystifier, if you could do anything, you're talking to two Polacks that don't even know how to turn a computer on, let alone use it. But
there should be a play button right at the bottom next to the speaker icon. It'll be like a little arrow.
Uh-huh.
And if you click on that, that should get that video going for you.
Well, we'll get her done, and I'm looking forward to it because we're sitting here. Why can't we see this guy? I want to see him. So
he's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
He's
been
awesome.
Talking, the way he's been talking about that, shoving something in his arm, and, you know, my pain threshold is, you know, I step on a sticker and I'm crying for a Band-Aid. And
that's
I'm waiting
hilarious.
To see this. I'm waiting to see him shove stuff in his arms, and it's like, man, this guy's nuts.
He is crazy, but that's why we love him.
Oh, he sounds.
You can check it out on
you know,
YouTube. There's a video of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to see it.
Awesome.
I didn't mean to cut in. I just wanted to call you and tell you guys that, you know, we've been listening to your show, and like I said, we've been trying to get the video up and all that, and you guys are just, we're sitting out in the backyard listening to you guys, and everything's
great. Oh, I love
great.
That. Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad you guys did call in.
Well, thank you very much.
It was such a great surprise.
John got it up, so
yeah.
I'm going to go watch it.
Oh, yeah. All you have to do is click the play button on the video, and it should bring you right to the live feed.
Yep, John got it up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Sweet. We're all
so,
good.
I'll let you guys
I'm
go,
so
and
excited
I'm
to talk to you guys
show.
Next week. Woohoo! I'm very excited. I will talk to you guys soon, okay?
Okie doke.
All right, hope you guys enjoy the rest of the show. We got some awesome magic coming up.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much.
Anytime. See ya. Bye-bye.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
awesome.
Yeah, that was
unexpected. That was unexpected. At first, I did think it was Scott Isbell because I think he was in the chat room, and I know that you and him were doing a little prank thing on me, so I was getting a little nervous, but that was such an unexpected surprise because they are just so amazing, and that's so cool that they're tuning in for your magic extravaganza.
That's really awesome, and if they want to tune in to see more of me.
His plug.
Insert shameless self-promotion right here.
Love it.
JustinTheMystifier.com.
JustinTheMystifier.com.
My show goes live tomorrow. We actually have a very special episode tomorrow. I've got my crew member that does all the fire illusions. He's going to be doing some fire eating and fire breathing and stuff like that for us. And he's also helps at a shelter that's a no-kill long-term care shelter for exotic birds. He's going to be talking about the use of animals and magic. And we're going to be doing a fundraiser for this shelter because they're pretty much running the place out of like a house. And they've,
cool.
You know, when you're talking a parrot and stuff, when they got a lifespan of 60, 70, 80 years. And these people, you know, some of these birds are not adoptable. So they're talking long-term care for these birds. Some of them have a lot of medical issues. And some of them that are adoptable, they try to screen people very well and get some homes out for them. So it's a really neat shelter. And my crew member, Drew, he volunteers there, works hand-in-hand with these birds. And so we're going to do a show tomorrow night on JustinTheMystifier.com. For Mystified Live, we're going to do it at 7 o'clock, and we're going to do a fundraiser for the shelter. So it's going to be a really neat show.
That's so great. I'll be there in the chat room. So everyone, go hang out with Justin the Mystifier in the chat room, and we can all chat and have fun. Your show is so much fun.
Squirrels have entered the building.
I think we're both.
Red alert. Squirrels have.
Peanut.
Hi,
it's Peanut.
Hi, Peanut.
I'm going to let you finish, but I just wanted to say Chris Angelo is the best. I love you guys. I got a line.
Oh, Peanut. We're going to get.
I know.
He's such a tease.
My best explanation is you are what you eat, and Peanut eats a lot of nuts. So, I mean, that right there sums it up. So, love you, Peanut, but...
I mean, Are we still on the rated PG or do we go up?
Pull out the merchandise, we'll drop the rating real quick.
Yeah, pull those suckers out. You guys got to...
Okay. All right.
Oh,
here's,
gosh.
Here's the thing. We are live on camera, and Josie's show is not normally live on camera, and we have... including...
And nobody believed.
You know,
nobody believed that they were real.
I was going to put this on for the show, but I didn't... You know, by the time I get up there and drop my pants in front of the camera, I thought the feed might get cut, so we are...
I thought we passed rated PG.
So I am going to just, I'm just going to hold these up. Oh, yeah. There you go. The official Josie song. It is real. It exists.
People didn't believe me at first that it was real. We would always talk about it, joke around about it. Alan would always crack jokes about it. But it is real. It's actually in the merchandise section. They are real. I'm, like, afraid to touch them. But they're, like, just imagine.
They're yours. I'm touching them.
No, actually, they're on sale.
You
they're actually
them.
On sale, but so that's why.
There's something wrong with me touching those.
They're not used. They're actually on sale. We were actually going to do a giveaway at one point, but we felt like, you know, let's wait until everyone gets to know me a little bit better before we do that.
I just want to make one thing out.
I find it hilarious that my producer is like...
Since I can throw the store, I just want everyone to know that the very first pair of Josie Show thongs were purchased by Josie's own grandmother.
That's great. That's a good point. Yeah, I'm just throwing underwear on her during the show.
What am I going to do with these?
Entirely up to you.
That's
where my guidance ends. That's really... I have suggestions, but I'm just going to...
This is just so wrong. This is just so wrong.
You know the bottom that holds the G rating? We just pulled that bottom right out. It just...
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew it was going to happen at some point, and what better episode would it have been with you?
I'm live on camera, so you can see your facial reaction.
You can see the blush, the blushing. You can...
I'm blushing.
Right now, he currently has the right to blush.
What's that, a kissing sound?
He's not helping anything.
Wow.
Okay, you know those parts at some shows where they have that, like, awkward moment? Like, some interview people have those, like, awkward moments.
You mean,
one.
Like, the last 5 minutes?
Right. This is one. This is one of those.
Going back to where he said we're so down to earth and things like
we
that.
We are down to earth. We are regular people.
Wearing Josie thongs. This would be a good time for a card trick. Magic, anyone?
Magic, anyone? Let's do this. Okay, so you have some magic.
Great segue.
Do we push
down?
Have to do some. We have to do some renovating here, so the camera could view what is happening down here. So.
I'm gonna have to just do this so I can.
Yeah.
My version of hands free. All right.
Exactly. So is it? Yeah, we gotta maneuver
it down
here.
To here. So it's hard for me to see what's going on because it's a delay. Okay, all right, now.
Wrong play.
Don't come up too high.
Okay, there we go. Beautiful. I think we could see it.
That's excellent. That's perfect.
Nice, nice. A plus to my producer. All right.
Yeah. So I picked out the red to go with our faces, and
the color of our faces currently.
So
yeah.
Good thing we're going with the hearts. So.
What's the setup?
It was
all a setup.
We had to go from the undies to the hearts.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. So what I did. Is I had you guys prep this a little bit during the beginning of the show, so hopefully everybody's ready to go. What I had you do is pull out all the hearts 10 through ace. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and ace. You can have it 10 high, you can have it 10 low, whichever way you choose, it's fully up to you. So what I'm going to have you do, though, is now that you got those hearts in order, what I'm going to have you do is flip over the 9 in place, just like that, flip over the 10 in place, just like that, and flip over the 4. So you have all the other cards facing down, you have a 4 sticking up, the 9 sticking up, and the 10 sticking up. I know it's kind of hard to see on the camera. It's a little bit small, but hopefully you can see.
I'm as a witness.
We've got the 4 sticking up, the 9, and the 10.
Yep.
All right, so now what I'm going to do is you have free choice.
Yep.
As you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Deal it out into two piles. Go 1 and then 2, then 1, then 2, back and forth. You can start with the left. You can start with the right. It doesn't matter. Whichever way you want to do it. And once you've dealt them out, one on the left and then one on the right, or vice versa, back and forth, alternating, take one pile and set it on top of the other. Now, you can choose to put the right on top of the left or the left on top of the right.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to get this good. So if you want to do it again, you can choose to do it again, left, right, or you can go right, left. Whichever way. You can do this as many times as you wish.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then you can choose again, left on right, right on left, whichever way you want to do that. Now, if you want to do it a third or fourth time, you know, whatever makes your heart content, this looks pretty well shuffled up to me, and so we're going to go ahead and start this part here. Now, what I'm going to need you to do is break this into pairs. I want you to take the top card and pair it with the bottom card. And then the top card paired with the bottom card. And top paired with the bottom. The whole way that we go, we have the top and paired with the bottom again. So this creates 5 different piles. And you have 3 piles with cards facing up. 1 pile with a 4. 1 pile with a 9. And 1 pile with a 10. Now, you've had free choice of which way you want to shuffle these. If you want to go left to right, right to left, put top on bottom, bottom on top. You could start the stack with a 10 on top or 10 on the bottom. This is totally random. But what we're going to do is take these 4 cards that create the 2 piles with both cards turned over and get them off to the side. So we just have the 3 piles with turned up cards. Now, the pile with the 10, just slide off to the side. We're going to get to that one in a moment. So just push the pile with the 10 facing up off to the side, which leaves you with 2 piles, the pile with the 4 and the pile with the 9. So what we're going to do now is get rid of the 4, get rid of the 9, and we're left with 2 cards. Now, these cards are going to mean something. So we're going to show you in just a moment. You should have a 7 and a 2. Now, that's not the amazing part. The 7 and the 2 meant something, and I didn't know quite what it was. So the other night, I grabbed another deck of cards, and we're going to use the contrast of this table so I can show this deck because it's a red deck. For some reason, I knew 7 and 2 or 2 and 7 would come up. So I just went through and started randomly numbering this deck of cards. You can see it's a real deck. Totally.
They're all mixed up and
totally
mumble jumbled.
Mumble jumbled all together.
Right, right.
But I went through and I mixed it up and then I just started numbering them. 1, 2,
3.
Flip it around so they can see. 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 25, so we could have stopped on any of these numbers.
Right.
26. Now you had random chance. You could have come up with any combination of that 1 through 10.
But you came up with...
We came up with 27.
Yeah.
27 is the Ace of Hearts. Now, if you go back to the card that was with the 10, the one that we set off to the side, you will find the Ace of Hearts.
Insane.
And for those of the people who aren't watching this live, they can go back and watch the recording and just follow along, and they will. I will still have been able to predict.
That is so cool. See, that they could do from their own house.
Yeah, you can do the magic right in your own home.
Still works.
So.
Now we got some more. Do you have some more of your sleeve, or was that?
Well, there is one.
Ooh.
Now this one doesn't require any props.
All right.
If we bring the camera back up on me, I tried this one with you.
Oh yeah.
So actually.
Oh, this is the one where I completely am in shock. Is this the one?
The one.
This is the one. Yeah.
Freaked you out.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Okay. Now. In magic, there's an avenue of magic we call mentalism. Mentalism is a form of magic where it almost imitates the ability to read minds, move things with your minds, predict things, such as predicting your chosen card here, but also to touch or move an object at a long distance away. And what I'm going to do is use elements of hypnotism and psychology and mentalism, all kind of meshed together. I'm going to attempt to reach out and touch the viewers that are out there, like physically move their arms. No joke, this is something that everybody that's listening, if they concentrate and really focus on it, they should be able to experience this this phenomenon. What I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of tell you briefly what's going to happen, and then we're going to demonstrate it. So what I'm going to have everybody do is they're going to have their arms down to their side, and kind of like, you know, I'll use the model here.
All right, so, hold on. I got.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa, backing it up.
There you go.
All right. Okay.
So once you're on camera, put your arms down to your side.
Okay.
And what you're going to do is you're going to hold this position that I'm going to tell you about for like 30 seconds straight, and at the end. When I tell you to release, I want you to totally release your arms, release all the pressure in your arms. And at that very moment, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to lift your arms away from your side when you've stopped resisting. And you'll feel your arms move involuntarily away from you. So what you're going to do, what you're going to do is take your arms and you're going to push them against your body as hard as you can.
Okay.
Just like you're trying to resist somebody pulling your arms away. Just push as hard as you can against your body. Really tense up those muscles. Take in a deep breath and hold it. Just really, you know, everybody out there right now can do this right now. Just hold those arms against their body and keep pushing.
I'm shaking. You're supposed to shake.
You can shake. You can shake with intensity because you're really trying to, like pretend that somebody's pulling on your arms and you're trying to fight back and you're trying to keep those arms at your sides. You're really focused on that. Really focus on it. And really think that somebody's going to be pulling on those arms and just really fight against that. Just keep pushing it. And keep holding it. We're going to do this for like 30 seconds. We're going to continue holding that. Just really focus. You got to really focus on this. Both arms pushing into your side. And then, again, when I give you the command, you'll release when I give the command, and you're going to feel me reach over and lift up your arms. And we're going to do that command on 3, 2. You're really going to keep pushing, keep pushing. And 1, release. And you'll feel me reach up and lift your arms away from your body a little bit. You feel it in your arms a little?
Yeah.
It's just like...
I feel like...
Yeah, it's like you can't put your arm back right away.
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
The video froze.
Where? Like, I feel like I can't, oh my gosh, I feel so weird. That's so cool. Oh my gosh, that is so cool. Try that at home.
Yeah, definitely. It's.
How does it, like, because you put pressure, and then.
You really focus on it. You really believe that somebody's trying to pull those arms away. And as soon as you let your guard down, you release.
You feel like it's lighter.
That's when you become vulnerable enough. I can just reach out and lift your arm away.
That is so cool. And prop wasn't needed.
And the video died. Video go poofy.
Yeah.
Why did we lose the live feed this time?
But that was very, very cool. At least they were able to see, like, the magic tricks.
Yeah, we were able to do that. And okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we lost the connection here.
Yeah, we lost the connection.
But you know what? That was a great experience.
But that was, yeah. That was very, very cool. And they got to see a really great portion of your magic. And so, yeah, so they did see illusions on the radio.
They saw illusions on the radio. So. We got
10
minutes left.
We have 10 minutes left, so let's wrap this up. But
Sounds great.
This was like so much fun, and I'm glad that I got to interview you, and you got to interview me, which was like really cool, and a new kind of thing. And I loved your magic, and thank you so much for coming on and doing this live in studio type show. And I'm like, as promised, you got to see it live on video stream, Illusions
exactly.
on Radio.
So
magical.
And we got to promote the Josie thongs on camera.
Which nobody probably thought was real with all the jokes that we would put out there, but they are real. They are real. So purchase your Josie undies today. That's my commercial for you guys.
And it was such an honor with your guests that called in tonight. And,
yeah.
Hats off to them. Very talented, and
yeah,
we're gonna have them on the show next week.
Yeah, so. Next Friday we have 4 guests, which is super exciting. We have Gary and John Michaels, who we got to talk to today, gave us a surprise call. Now we have Courtney Darwin, Scott Isbell, and then we welcome back Savannah Uten.
Excellent.
So that's gonna be awesome. This is, I think, gonna be the first show that we had so far with 4 guests. So. There is no mistaking, it will be a 2-hour show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you tune in.
Oh, I'll definitely tune in. And sweet. Scott and I have some stuff up our sleeves.
See, and that is exactly why I thought Scott was the one calling today. I'm like, great. Now they're going to see my face in complete shockness on the video stream. So,
yeah,
shockness,
awesome.
Shockness. You like my word? But yeah, thanks again so much for coming on, and it was a blast. And now we're going to put on some music. So you're going to jam with us a little bit in studio. So, woohoo. Now here it is. What do we got here?
When his dirty underwear's at the top of the stairs, that's annoying. When you're trying to sleep and she's grinding her teeth, that's annoying. When he's driving a Lexus and you're riding the bus, that's annoying. When you're making linguine and he's poking you with his weenie, that's annoying. When you're dressing for mass and he's filling a flask, that's annoying. When you're sweating mowing the lawn and she's inside eating bonbons, that's annoying. When you're pleasing him orally and he's watching hockey, that's annoying. When you're giving her your all and she's knitting a shawl, that's annoying. When you're drinking champagne and she belches your name, that's annoying. When he's munching on snacks he found in the couch crack, that's annoying. When she refers to your mom as the female Saddam, that's annoying. When you're 7 months pregnant, but his gut is bigger, that's annoying.
heart and he rips off a... That's annoying. When she only puts out after she passes out. That's annoying. When you think you're debonair and she says, you're on my hair. That's annoying. When the priest comes by your place and there's rug burn on your face. That's annoying.